ABC Radio Australia.
Well, joining us now is Evan Wasuka there in Honiara. With that, I say good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Aggie. I am good, recovering after a day of election coverage yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, though. What happens now, Evan? Because what's the next step with the voting now complete?
Well, Aggie, yesterday evening, the ballot boxes were collected and they were put into secured storage with police. Now, this is all across the country. And at around 9 a.m. today, vote counting will start. And it's quite a long process, as there's certainly a lot of votes to count. Officials here are estimating that it could take up to between, well, they're scheduled for a week and a half, but it might go a bit longer than that. So it'll start off with a process of verifying the ballot boxes before vote counting actually starts. Now, all this will happen at counting centers. So there's a couple around Honiara near to me. And as part of the process, they'll have teams divided between counting the national votes and those counting the provincial votes. They're expecting provincial seats to be announced first before the national ones. Yesterday, there were three provincial seats that were announced. This was because these seats in Honiara, Isabel and Automalata, they only had one candidate each contesting that seat, so it was uncontested. So they're among the first to be celebrating wins in the elections here in the Solomons. Looking at the big national seats that will be coming out, we're expecting from Friday onwards. The seats in Choiseul province, which is where the Prime Minister is, that's expected to be among the first ones to be counted. And the reason is Choiseul province and Western province, they didn't have elections for their provincial seats. So only the national seats have been counted. And those are expected to come through possibly Friday, if not throughout the week after that.
Yeah. Evan, are you hoping that you could be there at the counting centres, though?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'll be here in Honiara in one of the counting centres marking the opening just to see what's happening. I'm sure there's also plenty of interest from locals. Inside the centre, there'll be, along with the media, there'll also be political party agents who'll be watching the process to verify that everything is going according to protocol. And others, there'll also be election observers. Aggie, there were more than 300 international and domestic observers here going through the elections yesterday. They were quite visible. I saw observers from the Pacific Islands Forum, the Melanesian Spearhead Group, even the G7 had observers here. And, of course, there were domestic observers as well. And another big group of observers was from the Australian National University. They're working with the National University here as part of the observer program. Earlier this morning, I caught up with James Batley, and he's leading this ANU and CNU observer group. And I got to speak to him and talk to him about what did he make of yesterday's elections, and did everything go according to plan? This is a bit of what James Batley had to say.
My early impression is that it went very well. We've got some teams in pretty remote parts of the country and we actually haven't heard directly from all of them yet. But those teams we heard from, and from my own observations in quite a few polling stations in Honiara, was that the process worked very well, that many polling stations were virtually empty by early in the afternoon. Most people who had wanted to vote had been able to vote. And it looked to us that polling officials were very much on top of their responsibilities and were controlling the polling stations very well.
In the past, we've seen issues around missing names, questions over ballot papers. Were there any things that cropped up during yesterday's elections that you saw?
So, as I was saying, we'll still be analysing all of our data, but my impression is that the organisation this time was pretty good, that people understood that they should come and they'd see their photograph and their name posted outside each polling station, and that would let them know or confirm that that was the polling station they should vote at. I observed I think, a small handful of cases where people presented themselves to the polling officials and were told, no, you're not registered here. But as I say, that was a very small minority. We will want to put all those figures together, of course, and come up with a more definitive conclusion in the days to come.
In terms of turnout, I was around quite early in the morning. There was big crowds. I got to vote later in the afternoon. It was very empty. Is this what we've seen in the past?
It's certainly what I saw in 2019, where there was, around the country, the participation rate was something like 86%. And certainly yesterday people turned up early. They wanted to vote early. It's possible the rain yesterday might have affected some people in Honiara, but as I say, by the end of the afternoon, if you wanted to vote, you certainly had every opportunity. I didn't see any examples of people that were stuck in long queues or anything like that.
Now, looking ahead to vote counting, what's your plan with the observers?
Well, as we have teams in 15 different constituencies around the country, and in the coming week they will be doing two things. They'll be observing the vote count in their respective constituencies, but they'll also be interviewing citizens to continue the program of research that the ANU and Solomon Islands National University team have been conducting over the last week or so. So those dual tasks, and then our teams will come back from the field, as I say, in about a week's time.
And will they be observing right to the end of counting? Because it might be more than a week.
Yeah, well, we'll just take it day by day. Certainly we would not want to leave the counting in the lurch, so we'll see how that goes.
And that's James Batley, leader of the ANU Election Observers at the Solomon Islands elections. Evan, an interesting point he did make of people showing up early to cast their vote. I'm wondering, that must signify a positive note on how much people really value their democratic right.
Yeah, we certainly saw the crowds rush in earlier in the early part of the day. So I think in general, people are very happy to cast their votes. I walked around and I saw and I spoke to different people, and they're really keen that they had this opportunity to have a say in how the national government operates and in choosing their leader. So people are certainly happy to be participating in the elections here.
And even in your earlier report, obviously you spoke to quite a few people of the community talking about the change, the future for their kids. Does that seem to be the general consensus?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really hard to gauge, but people do want change. But in past elections, I've also seen people calling for change. It's quite a common theme here in Solomon Islands, people wanting change, wanting a better development, I suppose, improvements in health, education, jobs, particularly for the younger voters. They're keen for employment opportunities. So it's certainly something voters here we were calling for when yesterday. And again, in all the rushing around, I did manage to go and cast my vote in East Honiara, which is my constituency on the eastern side of the capital.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you were able to cast your vote, Evan. We appreciate the hard work that you've been doing there, especially always having to cross with us every morning and report and let us know what has been happening.
Oh, always happy to keep everyone updated on all the going-ons here. Yep, there's quite a big number of team. Well, not big, but there's certainly a number of us from the ABC here in town. Mm. We have Chris and Rita Amonu-Leong, our Honiara-based reporter, plus Stephen Jajets, the ABC's foreign affairs reporter, has also been filing back to the ABC platforms right throughout the week as well.